Let's open our Bibles now to the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Then the Lord saw the wickedness of men, that it was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now we'll drop down to verse 13. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. And he gives them the measurements. Then verse 16 says, you shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it. With lower. With lower second and third decks. And behold, I myself am bringing floodwaters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh, in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. Now chapter 7, verse 1 says, then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Now, verse 7, so Noah with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives went into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Now we'll start reading again at verse 16. So those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Now the flood was on the earth 40 days. The waters increased and lifted up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed and greatly increased on the earth, and the ark moved about on the surface of the waters. We'll just read one verse in the previous chapter. Verse 22 said, thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. Now we'll pass quickly over to the New Testament. We'll read three verses in Matthew chapter 24. And we'll read the reason why an old story like the one in Genesis 6 is so important to us. Verse 36 of chapter 26 says, but of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. We've read tonight a story so old, a lot of people would tell you they know it. The story of how God commanded one man to make a great ship in preparation for a flood. If you've heard this story before, you're probably thinking, well, I know that. But my friend, I would like you to notice what this man, Noah, was like. He walked with God. There was a moment in Noah's life where he realized, I am a sinner. And he turned away. Why is that? Because everybody around him, God said, the only thought in their heart was how to do evil and more evil. But God looked on Noah and Noah found grace in his sight. In other words, God had mercy on Noah and told Noah to prepare an ark. An ark for what? For a flood. But you have to realize that in those days there had never been not one drop of rain out of heaven. So people couldn't know that it would rain. We know what rain is. We know what snow is. We know what floods are. But these people didn't. Neither did Noah. But he believed God. And my friend tonight, this same God that told Noah to build an ark has also sent his own son. His son to give his life on the cross for me and for you. But this man, Noah, was to build the ark. He was to put a door in its side, and we read it was only one door. There was no more options. There was just one ark and one door. The moment came when God said to Noah, come in. He didn't say, Noah, go in the ark. No, he said, come in. Come in with your family. And Noah responded. He came. So did the animals. But no one else of all those people in that time. Some of them could have been saved, but none of them chose to hear the voice of God. And it says that God shut him in. There was a moment where God himself shut the door, and there was no more opportunity. And then we read in Matthew 24, that's what it will be like in the day of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Now, I understand this is talking about the day when he comes in glory. But my friend, the Lord Jesus has promised to come for his people. And when he comes, there will be no more time to be saved. The door will be shut. But what does the Lord Jesus say today? He is extending the same invitation that he extended in Noah's day when everybody turned away from this man because he was preaching righteousness. They probably felt annoyed at his insistence that they go into the ark and his insistence that they turn to God. And my friend, tonight you probably find it a bit annoying that Christians should talk so much about the coming of the Lord. But the reason is, he is coming. And one of these days, we don't know when, neither did Noah, neither did anybody else. It was over a period of about 100 years, this man Noah was building the ark. We don't know for sure how long. But during that time, Noah kept building. He trusted God. What about you? God has provided his own son. It's no more an ark of wood. It's no more a flood of water. My friend, it's the judgment of a holy God. But it's also the Savior. And what does the Lord Jesus say? He doesn't say, go, do. So many works. He doesn't say, go pray. He says, come. Come unto me, all you who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Because that's what he wants to give you tonight. The rest of knowing that you're safe. How does Noah feel inside that ark? When the Lord said, come, Noah knew. I'm safe in here. But it wasn't that he was trusting in the wood. And my friend, we aren't trusting in a dead Savior. Our Savior is living. He died, but he rose again. And tonight, if you put your trust in him, you will be safe. But you may ask, how do I know if he will take me? I've turned away so many times. How do I know if he will take me? The Lord Jesus said, him who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. There's opportunity for everyone today. But remember, there was one day when God said, come into the ark. Noah went in, his wife, his sons, the sons' wives, those 8 total people. And God gave them 7 more days. Those that are around were saying, oh, this old fool. After preaching 100 years or more, and now he's in the ark and there's nothing happening. But my friend, God shut him in. And the rain began to fall. And that is what will happen. The Lord Jesus has spoken of a door that will be closed. When there will be no more opportunity, no more chance for anyone to be saved. Anyone that has heard the gospel and understood that there was a Savior for them and they haven't received him as their own, they haven't come to him to be saved and forgiven, will be left out. How terrible it will be on that day to know, I could have gone in. I could have been saved. I could have had my sins forgiven. But I would not come. So we plead with you tonight. Thinking of this man Noah, so many years ago, God prepared an ark. But I think it was only a small picture of what he was going to do. He would provide his own son, the one he loved so much. And he gave him, what for? To die for me and to die for you. And now he's saying, come. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden. Has this world been able to give you anything good? If you're honest with yourself, you'll say no. You'll say, no, it never has. My friend, it never will. That is why we plead with you that you would come to the Lord Jesus. As we have been singing, only trust him. Only trust him now. And remember his promise. Him that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. May he bless his word.